Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Equals the most non-conference wins since 2017. Thank you, Coach. And Hurricanes with 11 wins here in the non-conference, and congratulations first on a very successful non-conference season.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, I just told the guys I was proud of them just because it is hard. Winning's hard. You can't take it for granted. So they did a good job of competing and getting us to 11 wins, which is hard to do.
Yeah, you also mentioned that this could be a trap game.
Yep.
You know, students are gone home, holidays knocking on the door.
Yeah.
They've had a pretty good grind here the last couple of weeks and some other issues, so they responded to that challenge.
Yeah, they did, and I know they are miserable because I've been on them. So I know they're tired of me being on them just about defense and some of the stuff that we need to do, but they did a good job of just responding and playing and getting through the game. But these games are always hard. I was worried about North Florida because they're the perfect trap game with the amount of threes they shoot, the pace they play at, having a really good player. I'm glad we got through it.
What was the key to your offense? You score 105 today. That's the most points you've scored this season. What was clicking for you today?
You know, they kind of – what they struggle at is what we're really good at, to be honest with you. You know, they're one of the teams that give up the most points in the paint. They give up the most offensive rebounds. And in transition, they give up a lot of points as well. So we really just stuck to our identity, and those are a big part of it. So just attacking the paint, points in the paint, offensive rebounding was huge. And then we did a good job making our free throws today.
Coach, when you look at kind of the big picture here, right, 11 wins through the non-conference slate, that's finished. It's ACC time now. But just when you take a step back, you look at it as a whole, how do you feel about how the non-conference went? And, you know, again, a pretty successful from, you know, every standpoint, right?
You know, the thing just looking in the same thing I just told the team in there, you know, I felt like it was one game we gave away, BYU. Mm-hmm. We weren't ready yet to win the Florida game. When we played it at that time, but it was a good test for you. But BYU was the one game, if I could have back, I would want back. But everything else, I felt good. We saw a bunch of different looks, saw a bunch of zones, saw a bunch of man, saw big teams, small teams. So it's just the non-conference was perfect to help us prepare for the ACC.
You know, along those lines, Coach, you go into the ECC, you need great – everybody talk about, you know, you need great guard play.
Yep.
Trey Donaldson, I think it's the last four games – he's up to like 45 assists against 4 turnovers. He was 9-1 today.
Yeah.
How about the way he handles the ball and orchestrates your offense?
He's been great. He's been great, and he's really grown into that position and how I want the position played. I know he's played it for 3 years at different schools, but it's always the hardest position to play in basketball is the point guard because the coach is relying on you for so much. So just him being able to do that, him being able to orchestrate the offense and keep his turnovers down, it's been really impressive.
But that also shows a maturity on his part, as you said. He's playing it in your vision, and there has to be a buy-in on his part.
Yeah, he has, and he's done a good job. Trey's let me coach him. They all have. They've done a great job. He's let me coach him. He's starting to see the offense a little bit more and how we want to do it and how we want to operate.
I have to ask about this kid, Oriole. I don't know where he came from, but he didn't miss.
No, he didn't miss, especially in the first half. We did a good job in the second half. We changed up the ball screen defense a little bit and gave him a different look. But he's their guy. You know, he's their guy. He's their leading scorer. He has a higher usage rate. So we know and knew who he was. Now, I've never seen him shoot that well from three. But he did a good job. He got in the groove early. He got in the groove early, and we helped with it.
Coach, what does the next week look like for you guys as you get set to open up ACC play? You got a tough team coming into this building.
Yep.
You got Pitt up first. They beat Penn State by about 40 points today.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. I guess they're all going to be tough the rest of the way,
though. They're all tough. You know, we'll take a couple of days off. The guys will go home, enjoy Christmas, and then we'll be right back at it on the 26th. And just try to get back in rhythm, get back in shape, get back in the groove as quick as possible, and get ready for that game.
And then I guess maybe the last thing, think about for a moment, where you started back in, I guess, April, and now here we are, end of the non-conference. Is it matching your vision, perhaps what you when you looked into your crystal ball, what you saw?
I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. You know, but what I wanted is kind of what we have, and I feel good about where we are. But I know we got to take a big step. We got to take a big step if we really want to compete in the ACC and be on the top end, top half of the league. And I think we have everything there. We just got to continue to grow our mentality and grow our edge.
Yeah, because it's a grind to get through this league. 18 games this year. Starts off with Pittsburgh, then at Wake Forest. But when you get into league play, there's a lot of highs and lows.
It is, and every game's a war. The league's a lot better this year. And, you know, each team and each – we're all about the same. You know, you have your few teams who've early on separated themselves, like Duke, who's playing really good, of course. But everybody else, I think, is right there to compete.
Okay, Coach. Thank you. Congrats on the non-conference, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks, right. Coach.
That's University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.